Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Happy Thursday, meatballs! Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Happy Thursday!
We are getting closer to Thanksgiving. I'm so excited. And Nicole's birthday!
Oh, it doesn't even feel like my birthday. My birthday's on Sunday, so I will be 38, so...
Yes!
That's happening.
I'm so excited for you to be 38.
Whatever, I'm still 27. I'm still 37 for a couple days, and I've been enjoying being literally... the youngest roomie, because Vinny turned 38 the 11th. So I've literally been, I've been the baby of the group for a little bit. And we've been so busy filming that I was, you know, I was really enjoying it and taking it in.
Oh, being the youngest?
Yes, being like really the youngest.
Okay, good for you.
So we're going to be off next week, meatballs, because it is Thanksgiving. Which I'm so excited for all the foods and all that stuff. What's your plans for Thanksgiving?
So I'm actually hosting. I have my mom, my sister, my uncle, and my mom's boyfriend coming here. And then Chris's mom and his brother. So it's kind of small this year.
Very intimate.
Yeah, it's like super small this year. And I'm going to cook. My mom's going to make some stuff. My mother-in-law is going to make some stuff. And then I'm going to do the turkey and the stuffing. My mom's making her sweet potatoes and stuffed mushrooms. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really cozy and nice. And I'm excited that it's going to be like, you know, last year we hosted too. It was a little more big, but it was my first turkey I ever made. And it was so good. So I'm hoping I could make another good turkey. I'm like hoping I keep up with it. What about you? What are you doing?
I'm probably going to my mother-in-law's, but how do you make the turkey? Because I always wanted to try to make the turkey how they fry it outside. Like I always wanted to try that.
So my cousin, when we had Thanksgiving at my cousin a couple years ago, he did that. He did like the deep fried turkey outside. It was good. It was like very, very juicy.
Yeah, did it taste amazing?
Yeah, it was very crispy on the inside. But like, I would never be able to do that. I'm going to be a turkey. I have to do it in the oven. But
I feel like that's really good. Thing everyone does.
Yeah, no. And it's like kind of dangerous.
Like, really?
Throwing it in. Yeah. Like, if you don't throw it in properly, like, it explodes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing. So, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm going to do it in the oven, but I'm going to do, like, some butter with lemon and some, like, seasoning.
And when you stuff it, do you get sick?
So, last year, I actually didn't stuff it. Last year, I peeled the skin up. And I would like baste it underneath the skin so that it would get really moist. And then it was very good.
Don't say moist.
And then I put lemons. I did lemons on it. And then I put the lemons because I read if you put lemons inside the turkey, it makes it really juicy. So I put tons of lemons inside the turkey. And yeah, I just basted it. And, you know, I had the lemons and it tasted amazing. And then I made the stuffing like outside of the turkey.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was really good. And I didn't know I had to like peel the skin up to get underneath it. But so I read that and that's what I did. And it really all turned out beautiful. Like it was a beautiful turkey. I mean, it tasted delish. So I'm hoping. That? Yeah, I'm hoping that I have good luck this year again.
Oh, what's your favorite food for Thanksgiving? Because I always go back for seconds for the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, and oh my God, what else is it? Stuffing, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese. There's always like a mac and cheese plate. So that's like my go-to. And to be honest with you, like I only have like a piece of turkey, like a little bite, because I'm not really like a turkey fan. Like I'm more of the ham. And more the ham and the mustard. Yeah.
No, yeah, I like the turkey. I like the turkey. I'm a turkey girl. I like to do the turkey with the gravy, my sweet potatoes with like the marshmallows.
Oh yeah, see, I want regular.
Yeah, no, I like the sweet potatoes with like the marshmallows.
I hate marshmallows.
Oh, I like them in my sweet potatoes.
Sissy loves them.
But yeah, and then I love stuffing. Stuffing is like one of my favorite things.
Oh, it's thebomb.com.
Oh, it's so good. So yeah, I would say like my favorite would probably be the sweet potatoes with marshmallows and the stuffing. I also am a big fan of the corn, like the, it's not cornbread. It's,
Oh, I love cornbread.
I like cornbread, but this is like not cornbread. It's a little more like moist.
Stop saying moist.
I'm gonna say it on purpose.
Fucking weird.
What is it? Cornbread casserole.
Oh, I don't think I ever tried that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. If you like cornbread, you would like it, I feel.
Okay. All right, Meatball, so as the air turns crisp and the holidays draw near, comfort becomes the best gift of all. So Quince delivers layers that last. They got sweaters, outerwear, and everyday essentials that feel luxurious, look timeless, and make holiday dressing and gifting effortless. So Quince has it all. They have $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters made for everyday wear, denim that never goes out of style, they have silk tops and skirts that add polish, and down outerwear build to take on the season. So by working directly with ethical top-tier factories, Quince skips the middleman and offers prices 50% less than similar brands.
So I've really been loving Quince's pieces as the weather's been getting colder, and I need to layer up, but sometimes I don't want to wear sweats. I want to look a little nicer and put together, especially for filming. I've been really loving their Mongolian cashmere oversized crew neck sweater. It's so soft and so chic and stylish. It just feels like I'm wearing a big comfy sweater, and it gets bonus points for being super cute. For moments when I'm dressed down at home, their super soft fleece joggers have been so cozy, and I know I look good in them. Step into the holiday season with layers made to feel good, look polished, and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping yourself. Go to quince.com/meatball for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/meatball to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/meatball. Yeah. Are you going to cook anything, or your mother-in-law does all the cooking?
Yeah, of course. She loves to cook, so she's going to have a ton of things. I feel like she starts off with like, so we get there and obviously there's a ton of appetizers. And she has like
charcuterie.
Yeah, charcuterie. She has a soup bar. So it starts off with soup and, you know, little bites here and there. There's just a ton of food. So I feel like, you know, the 2 days before Thanksgiving, I'm literally just going to, you know, just try not to eat as much because I want to go crazy on Thanksgiving. Like, I want to eat all the plates.
I know. I have to.
I'm so excited for food. I love Thanksgiving.
I know. I got my turkey, but I have to go get like all my other sides and stuff.
Where do you get your turkey from?
I just got my turkey from ShopRite. I always get a butterball.
So when did you buy the turkey?
Oh, I always get a butterball. I said I always get a butterball. I only did it once last year.
I go every day.
Well, my mom gets it. Yeah, every day.
Well, when do you recommend getting your turkey? Because I know like people fight for turkeys last minute at the grocery store.
Well, I got it this week because I didn't want that to happen. So I got mine this week.
Was there a lot of turkeys left?
There was a decent amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel like after this week is when people will be like, oh, shoot, I need to get my turkey.
I know. See, I honestly love that. Like, sometimes I just go to the grocery store just to see people panic. I, like, people watch. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I know I'm good. My mother-in-law's cooking and everything. And last year, I feel like I had my parents over the day after Thanksgiving, which, like, I do not recommend if you guys do that. Because, you know, you have to, like, split time with, like, your husband's family and then your family. And it's not easy for me because my parents still live in New York. So it's, like, an hour and a half away. So usually we do another day. So we had Thanksgiving at Janice's, and then the next day I had it at my house, and I was so full. I was hungover.
I'm so exhausted.
I was like, can we never do this again? So I don't
know. Can
think
they
I'm
go to Janice's anything. With you?
Well, they do their own thing because my dad has wife and their kids, and then my mom, you know, her boyfriend and, you know, their kids. So they have their own thing. So it's fine. It's like, it's whatever, but I don't know. I'm a little annoyed because usually when we do our Thanksgiving, it's like a celebration for my birthday as well. So I guess we're missing that this year, but it's fine.
Yeah, but isn't it nice that you could celebrate it? Because last year I feel like you were mad that it fell on your birthday.
Oh, so annoying. I was sharing my day with the freaking turkey and like no one cared.
Yeah, so now this year you're not.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like now you could do like you could celebrate not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just, right? I feel like everything just came up so quickly. I honestly feel like because filming has been taking over our lives that it doesn't feel like my birthday. Like I haven't had time to really like get excited for it or like plan anything. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, now, okay, it's my birthday. Cool. Like I haven't had time to like, I don't know, just get excited for it because we are busy beavers making a television show for you guys, which yes. I feel like it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
I had a little mental breakdown yesterday.
I mean, oh well, I did this morning, so.
Like, there's so much to do. We have so much filming going on. And I just need a moment. But I had to make a list because I'm like, I need to just make my list of everything I need to get done before Christmas and really before, like, it's just been a lot. So I'm just, you know, I'm on board. I've got everything listed. I started checking things off and now I feel a little bit better. So I feel like after December 1st week, I'll feel better. December 1st week's going to be crazy because we have a lot going on. We have the roast December 1st. December 1st, we have the roast meatball. So if you haven't got your tickets, we're going to get them. Yeah, we're going to be in AC. It will be filmed. Chris DiStefano is going to be the host, I believe. And then it's for Mike's soberversary. Yeah, he is funny. I like him. It's Mike's 10-year. So he's so 10 years. Oh, my God. I can't speak. I'm malfunctioning. Mike is 10 years sober this year. So we're doing a roast for him.
Imagine being 10 years sober.
Yeah, I can't. Good
I
for
feel
him.
Like I would be a raging bitch.
Probably. Definitely. I can't. What was I going to say? Yeah, so it's going to be a roast. All of us aren't sure how we're going to maneuver it because none of us are really comedians besides Vinny, but it should be interesting.
I can't.
Yeah. But yeah, so meatballs, go get your tickets for the roast. It's an AC at Hard Rock.
Yeah, so we're doing that. And yeah, just like busy filming and then getting Christmas together. So I advise everyone to start shopping now. Like I went to Target this morning because it's like my first day off in this whole week.
Yeah, I don't have off today.
I went to Target and I got, you know, some presents for Angelo because he's the easiest. You know, he's six. He's in kindergarten. He still loves the toys and the things and he's just so easy to shop for. And he loves dinosaurs and sharks and that's like his thing. So easy to shop for him. I literally already have like 25 presents for him. But then like Lorenzo is the worst because he's 13 and really all he wants is money or like a sweatshirt and he already has a million sweatshirts. So, and he knows the deal. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, tell me what you want so I can put something under the tree for you. But then freaking Giovanna lost her phone and she was looking for it and she ended up going into my dining room cabinets. And that is where I hide, you know, Wait, do your kids listen to this? Yeah, I was like, your kids listen to this?
No, no, right? No.
Okay. I didn't know if I could, like, speak. So that's where I hide the elves. And she found the elves. She goes, I knew they weren't
real. Oh, no.
She goes, I knew they weren't real. So I'm kind of just going to tell her, like, they actually are real. You know, Santa just wants me to help with them, you know, with, like, moving and, like, doing all the fun things. Like, Santa gives me the ideas, and they do watch you. Like, you know, that's how Santa sees everything and hears everything. So she definitely still believes in Santa, but the elves are kind of, like, ruined now.
Well, what if you say, oh, no, like, I think they came early because they wanted to, like, talk to me about things. And then
no, she's
I told
not
them
dumb.
I don't want to.
She knows. So I'm gonna have her like help me with doing all the things for Angelo.
Oh, that'll be
but
nice.
Like tell her like there's still a part of Santa and Santa's real. You don't believe, you don't receive. So she didn't say anything about Santa, but she was like, I knew the elves weren't real because she's on TikTok and she sends me all these TikToks of moms saying, oh, here's elf's ideas, you know, to hide the elves.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when they don't like put up like a thing, like, cause I'll have like the kids next to me and it's like, if you're elf, I'm like, burr! I'm like, swipe.
I
like
know.
This elf on the shelf kit. I'm like, shut up.
No, literally annoying. So she's been seeing that all over TikTok and like I can't like control that. So it's fine. Like now she knows like the elves or whatever. So I think it'll be cute that she can like help me. I know.
That is cute. But social media is ruining all their magic. Literally. I'm
over I know it. Like, I'm so glad that we didn't grow up with that because I would have died. All right, the countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds that you won't see anywhere else. So don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast. And now's the perfect time to cross names off of your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. So I've been looking at the Uncommon Goods website, like seeing what kind of cute new items my family would love. So last night I came across a cinnamon roll Christmas tree.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a tin that you can bake cinnamon rolls in, and it's in the shape of a Christmas tree. So it's just fun and a whimsical way to serve baked goods, you know, that the kids love and adults would get a kick out of.
Yeah, I absolutely love Uncommon Goods. I actually bought so many of my gifts from Uncommon Goods last year, and I plan on doing that again because Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. One from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross the names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/meatball. That's uncommongoods.com/meatball for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
So I'm so excited for Christmas. I saw you decorated. You got to your decorations.
I did, because I was like, I have to decorate. We decorated last weekend. And I was like, I just have to get it done because we're going to be so busy with filming the first couple weeks of December. So I was like, if I don't get it done, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah, I know.
But of course, like some people are like, let us have Thanksgiving. I'm like, yes, we're going to have Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving too, but I need to get this. I want to get my stuff up.
I hate everyone. At this point, the world is literally in chaos. Lights and Christmas make us happy. It brings us joy. It reminds us of like just being happy and the love and family time and just shut up. Let us live.
Like, really.
We're not skipping Turkey Day. You know, I'm still going to have a turkey on the table. It's going to be fine.
Exactly. I'm like, I love when it's I can't speak. I love when we're decorated for Christmas.
Yeah,
so the boys are excited.
Yeah, I'm all ready to go. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for all the feels and good vibes.
Oh my gosh, I'm like doing my makeup meatballs because I have an interview.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to get an interview done. I'm trying to get inventory done for my store because we're getting all new Christmas stuff in. If you guys haven't came to my store, come on down. I'm just really excited to get all of these things out for the holidays and like shopping and stuff. Oh, our Black Friday is starting on Thanksgiving. So I think we're doing like a 45% off everything. So if you guys want to shop with the Snooki Shop online or go into stores, shop with us because we're doing, we're starting Black Friday on Thursday. And wait, do you shop for Black Friday at all? I feel like, so Amazon already started their deals.
Other places do too.
I started in September, like adding things for the kids and just like saving it in my cart because I know we're going to get deals. And there's a lot of deals going on. Things are like 40% off right now. So
I know I started for like, not the boys. I started for like family members and I got some stuff, and a lot of places actually already starting to give discounts, which I was surprised.
Oh, I know Macy's. So I'm still like a Macy's girl because we have like a mall right by me, but it's so dead. It's so sad. Like all the stores are closed. Literally, it's just an empty mall, but Macy's is still open and they have a Toys R Us in there. So I always go in there and they have like all the things and they have all the sales.
They have a Toys R Us?
They have a Toys R Us in our Macy's. Yeah. It's not big. It's just like, it's a part of the store and there's the giraffe there that you can take a picture with. I think I'm going to bring Angelo because I'm going to be like, what do you want from Santa? Let's pick it out. I like going there. It's literally right down the street.
Do you feel like you're going into like when you were young Toys R Us?
Yes. And I know there's a Toys R Us, I think in Paramus, but that's like 40 minutes for me.
Oh, those are so far for me.
Ugh, I know. What a sin. There might be one closer to you because I think that's the only one in Jersey.
Oh, I used to get this like such great feeling when I was little going into Toys R Us.
See, it felt like Christmas.
Seeing all the toys. I feel like that's how my kids feel with like Walmart now, because we'll go to Walmart and look at toys.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll like pick stuff out. But it's not the same feeling as like Toys R Us.
No, Toys R Us was a jam. I miss it.
Oh my God, it was the best. Oh, the nostalgia.
I know, bring me back.
Ugh. But so what are you gonna do for your birthday?
I don't know.
It's this weekend. Sunday.
I know. I don't know. I feel like I said before, like we were just so busy with filming that I really didn't like make plans or anything. So
Well, why don't you go to dinner as a family or something?
Yeah, I'll do something.
Or like a nice dinner with Gianni tomorrow night. Or what day is it? Saturday night.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like my birthday. I usually celebrate all months. So this year I didn't do one freaking thing yet. I'm not a fan of this year's birthday, I have to say. Maybe it's because I'm getting older or we were just too busy with work. It doesn't feel the same.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel like that.
It's all right. It is what it is.
Is there anything I could do?
Maybe have a wine night in our jammies.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'm going to make you a reservation with Gianni. You're going to go somewhere.
No, yeah, I'm sure we're going to make plans. I just honestly think it's just like just being busy and just getting older.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're so close to 40 now. Like, how did we get here? But I don't feel it. I definitely don't feel it.
I don't either. I don't feel it either. Like, I'm not even lying. So, like, after – so I had my fundraising event for the foundation for the schools.
Oh, yes.
And it went really well. We sold 300 tickets. We were sold out. We raised a lot of money for the school district. And but after, amazing. Like, so it ended at 9. It was at Ben Iron Brewery. So everybody was drinking. And wait, get this. The drink I was drinking there was called Anxiety. I was, like, drinking a cup of Anxiety. I'm like, I can't.
That's you.
I know. I was drinking anxiety. But it was like an awesome night. CJ's music teacher was the band, and he was so good, Nicole. I think they're called Karate Ninjas. Karate Garage, they're called. But they were so good. I'm like, I'm going to hire them for my summer parties. They, like, killed it. Oh, we like a good band.
Yes, I love a good band. They give all
the... Yeah, so, yeah, CJ's music teacher was awesome. I was like, I'm gonna hire them. But after the event, it ended at 9, and it was so random. Like, I was like, oh, I'm like... You know when you start drinking, you're like, I'm not done, like, having a good time? Like, everyone had, like, their... you know, babysitters, all the parents are out. At this point, like, I stayed back. Filming was over. Everybody left. And I was, like, still, like, with, like, you know, like, my, the committee. And I was, with, like, some of my friends stayed back with me. And then I was, like, you know what? Screw it. So I was, like, just come back to my house. We'll, like, go through the backyard. We'll go in the basement. We'll have drinks. We'll order food. And all of a sudden, I pull up. There's, like, 20 cars. I think, like, all of my Allentown friends wound up coming. So I'm like, what is happening? So I, like, walk downstairs. Like, all of the Allentown moms and dads are there. And but they're so much fun. And I was like, my friend Jenna goes, how many people did you invite? I was like, apparently everybody, I guess.
Wait, but,
like,
all the fans
and more people were like, no, it was just, like, at this point, all, like, the fans left, filming left. Like, we were just, like, held, like, back at the brewery, just, like, hanging with, like, the owners and stuff for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, so random. I was like, you know what? I was like, let's just bring it back to my house. And then, you know, like, everybody wound up coming back, but it was so much fun. We wound up ordering Pizza Hut. So, like, I looked around. I was like, well, us millennial parents have no idea how old we are. We're still just, like, partying like it's freaking 2000s, in the 2000s, eating Pizza Hut. 1999. I was going to say 1999. I'm like, no, I'm not that old yet. I'm not that old yet.
Well, I mean, kind of.
But yeah, I was like, I would look out and, like, more people are coming through the back. I'm like, and it was like kind of like sneaking through the back because, like, my kids were in bed with the babysitter and, like, but everybody had a sitter. So I was like, why not? And everybody probably stayed until, like, 11:30. So it wasn't even a late night, but it was just so funny. We were, like, in my basement drinking. We were ordered Pizza Hut. I felt like we were, like, young again. I was like, who are we? And then the next day we all had a birthday party. So all of us were we were all pretty hungover at the birthday party. But we all, like, were feeling each other's misery. So it actually made you feel better, you know?
I'm dead.
So, yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, so that was good.
Very nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, calm down, lady. But yeah, us millennials, I think, just don't know. I think we feel young. I feel like we just are trapped in, like, our 20-year-old brains.
Yeah, it's like you had a high school party.
It felt like that. Actually, we were playing all, like, our millennial.
Did you play beer pong?
No, we didn't. But we were playing all of our millennial jams, like, all of, like, the 2000, 2010, like, all the jams from, like, back in the day.
I'm dead.
But I literally felt like I was, like, back in. Oh my God, why do I keep wanting to say the 1999?
No, because it's a song.
Goodness gracious, I can't. But yeah, so yeah, that was...
What a good time.
Yeah, and then we decorated. So it was a good weekend.
This week's episode is sponsored by Blissey. And you guys, this is the gift that's going to make me win the holidays. Everyone in my family is literally obsessed. Blissey's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable, which promotes better sleep and means no more sweaty nights, which we need. Blissey was named Gift of the Year 3 years in a row, so it would make the perfect gift for this holiday season. It's better than satin, which is made from synthetics, so satin is rough on the hair and skin and is cheap for a reason. Blissey's silk has anti-aging properties, which reduces fine lines, and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color-treated hair. It's dermatologist-tested and recommended, and clinically proven to not clog pores unlike cotton. It's also antibacterial and hypoallergenic. There are more than 100 designs to choose from, and they're easy to take care for, and they're machine washable. Over 3 million have been sold so far, and they have a new collab with designer Nicole Miller, which includes 2 pillowcases and 2 sleep masks.
So, as you know, meatballs, we're hot sleepers, so we pretty often wake up through the night hot and sweaty and gross. But since using Blissey's pillowcases, we've both been sleeping comfortably, not constantly waking up to flip the pillow over to the cool side. Plus, our husbands have been enjoying sleeping next to us and not getting woken up whenever we wake up hot and frazzled like before. So, meatballs, because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball. And use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. But what about you? You met the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot I did that.
Yeah. How could you forget that? First of all, I don't know.
We've been so busy.
I feel like Joe Jonas is a meatball, and I feel like if he was totally to film with us, he would be out with the dirty stay-outs. Like, him and Chris would get along, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. So, when the Jonas Brothers first started their show, Kevin hit me up, and he was like, do you guys want to come to the show tonight? And we were down the shore, and it was just, like, too much. So, when I saw that they were back in Jersey for 2 nights, I was like, oh, my God, let me hit Kevin up and see, you know, if I can come to the show. But, like, I didn't want to be annoying. You know, like, I hate doing that and reaching out. So I was just like, hey, Kevin, like, I saw that you guys are, you know, back in Jersey. Like, do you have anyone I can, like, buy tickets off of? I was like, obviously, I'll pay for them. Like, I would love to bring my nieces. And, you know, Giovanna, they would freak out. And he ended up just, like, hooking it up for us. And we ended up going. So I got the girls a party bus and surprised them with that. And then we went to, they were at the Prudential Center. So we went there, we were back in the VIP, and they had like drinks and pizza and all the things. So we were just hanging out there before the show started. And that's where Joe Jonas was. Like, I went to the bathroom and I walked in, and then he was in there like saying hi to all like the VIP girls and all that stuff. It was so cute, saying hi to all the little kids. And right when we saw each other, he was like freaking out, and then I freaked out, and I was like, I just want to let you know, like, me and Dina, like, Dina says you're a meatball, and we are, you know, you're the meatball of the Jonas Brothers. And he was so honored.
Wait, he just
was literally so honored.
I love that. He just did a funny TikTok where it's like, I'll just go where the wind blows me, and it wound up being the bar. I was like, stop. I was like, that's hysterical. He was like, and he was like,
no, he's funny.
Yeah, I feel it. And then he did another one, like, it's soup season, and he was drinking, he was like using like a Guinness beer. I was like, oh my God, he's such a meatball.
Oh yeah, that's a trend. I want to do that one.
I know. I'm shocked you haven't yet. You're on those trends. Like, I'm not good with them.
I know. I'm really trying.
But yeah, I was surprised you haven't done that one yet. I feel like you do them all.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Next time I have a martini, I'm gonna do that one. But yeah, it was an amazing concert.
It
All American
good.
Rejects were there. Jesse McCartney.
Oh my God, they're
there.
So good.
So good. And then, you know, usually the Jonas Brothers, every show they have like a surprise guest come on. And Mario came out and he sang his song, and the whole place erupted. Everyone was singing his song. So
it's like a millennial dream.
I know. So it brought me back, and I was like, oh my God, I love this song. So it was really nice. The girls had a good time. You know, obviously I saw Kevin there with his wife, love them so much. And then met, Nick. Nick was cool.
He was cool.
Yeah. I feel like he's like the cool one. He's just like,
I feel like he's the most serious.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like the cool one. And then Kevin's funny. Kevin's cool. And then Joe is just a meatball.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
that's
and
so
their
funny.
Mom was there. The mom came up to me, and she's so sweet. She's so tiny. She's literally our height. And
oh my God, I love that.
She looks so young. She looks so pretty and like so proud of her boys. They actually ended the show with the dad playing the piano and singing. I had no idea that the dad like sang that good. Like, I know like he sang in church and stuff, but like he's got a voice. So
no, they're like an entire musical family. Like even the youngest brother, like the youngest
Frankie was
also,
there. He performed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he like does his own thing. I'm like, look at him doing his own thing. I love it.
Yeah. So Frankie performed right before they came out, and he has a single coming. He has another single coming out in like a week. I saw him and got a picture with him. So the whole family was there. It was like a nice family reunion. They're all in Jersey, but it was such a good show. I recommend
it. I saw Joe singing to you. You were definitely, were you feeling a little drunk?
No, I only had like
I could tell by your face when you were
really?
Singing back.
I only
back.
Had two drinks.
Oh, I don't know. I saw your face and I was like, oh, she looks a little drunk.
No, I only had two drinks and Giovanna told me not to drink. So I only had two.
Okay.
I think it was just like the vibe of it all.
You're just excited.
Yeah, because they asked me to do like two TikToks, which we did. And then Joe was like, all right, I want you to be the one that I sing to in the audience. And I was like, okay. So it was a really cool experience. They're amazing. I love them. So if they're playing near you, go get your tickets because it's the best show ever.
I love that. Amazing. Amazing. All right, let's go to some meatball questions.
Yes, please. It's 11:11. Make a wish.
Okay. Okay, I made a wish. Are we missing anything else to talk about? Like any conspiracy theories going on before we head there? I feel like not really, right? I don't think I'm on like too much of a conspiracy side right now on my TikToks.
No, the only thing that, so I listen to like all the podcasts and stuff, and all my podcasts I listen to are just strictly about like UFOs, aliens, and the paranormal and what's happening. So this one guy did say with the 3-Eye Atlas coming, because it's supposed to like really affect us, at the end of the month and then into December, he was like, they're not gonna like land, like nothing's gonna happen. We still don't know what it is, but he did say that it's going to affect, what did he say? It's just going to affect what's the word that he used? He said it's going to affect technology and like the geometric whatever of the universe, of the planet. Like things are going to malfunction just because it's coming into our airspace, like into our orbit. So things are going to be off and we're going to feel it.
But well, we've already been having that geometric storm.
Yeah. So he didn't say like to be scared or anything. He's just like, you're going to feel things that are going to be different. And yeah,
it's probably a lot of energy.
Yeah, that too. And like things might not work properly. So yeah, I guess we'll still see what's going on with that, but we're getting closer to it.
Ugh, I just want to enjoy Christmas.
it feels impossible at this point. I quit.
Like last year we had to deal with the drones. We're like, what are these drones?
No, literally at this time was the drones.
It's exactly. And now we have to deal with something else. I'm like, come on, man.
Now we got to deal with the spaceship.
Just let us enjoy Christmas, please. No, let us just enjoy something.
Let's call the Avengers.
Seriously.
I wish they were real.
Wait, so remember in, where is it? Chernobyl, right?
Chernobyl, yeah.
Is that how you say it? Chernobyl. So there's now a fungus growing there that's eating the, it's eating all of the, oh my God. I'm having a brain fart. What is it?
Eating all the what?
What kills the people? What is it called?
Radiation?
Radiation! Goodness gracious.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So we're all going to die.
Look it up. Yeah, so this fungus. No, I think some people are saying it's good because it's like cleaning it. But I mean, I don't know if the fungus is going to like, if it's going to affect the fungus.
It's going to make the fungus radiate and be a freaking monster.
Oh my God. Imagine. God. Like the last of us, because this freaking Chernobyl fungus. I don't know. Some of the comments
were
like,
I just want to enjoy Christmas.
I know. Some of the comments were like, no, the fungus is, it's good because it's, you know, the earth's cleaning itself. But then, you know, then you had like comments like us, like, that would be like, oh no, like the fungus is going to turn into something because it's radiation, because it is a living thing, you know?
But yeah, so it's going to turn into a monster.
Imagine. No, no.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine.
We'll have to just keep it there. Just keep it there. All right. So let's get to meatball questions.
Yes.
Hi, Rocky. Okay, so this is from a woman who submitted her daughter. First, I want to say happy birthday, Nicole. Willow heard you guys put her little shout out on the podcast. Oh, it's the little girl that member. She was like, Meatball. Hello, Meatballs.
Oh, cute. Willow.
All right. First, I want to say happy birthday, Nicole. Willow heard you guys put her little shout out on the podcast and it made her day. So thank you for that. I do have a question. I've never been able to find a wine I like, and I was hoping to get some recommendations on good wines to try. I don't know if I'm just not a wine person or if I'm trying the wrong brands or flavors. I don't like the taste of alcohol. I like fruity drinks or something sweet. What do you all think I should try? Ooh. Thanks, Meatballs. Lakin from French Lick, Indiana. So, Lakin, I feel
what
like...
What was that sweet wine that we just tried at the winery tasting?
So, there are different types
so
of sweet.
It was so sweet and beautiful.
What are the sweet wines? They are... So
oh, we did love a sweet rosé. That was amazing. But we had a white that was so sweet. It was so good.
No, so most of... White Zinfandel is sweet, usually. Moscato is sweet. You might like that. I would say you probably won't like the reds because the reds are a little more strong tasting. I mean, I personally like Josh Cabernet. That's my favorite. But if you wanted a, like, more fruity wine, I would say, like, a Moscato or like, a Zinfandel. I would say those are like usually the sweet ones.
I would also try a Messy Mama Rowdy Rosé.
Oh, Rosé, yeah. Riesling is
Messy
sweet.
Mama.
Yeah, so the sweet ones are usually Moscato and Riesling and White Zinfandel, and then there's some rosés that are sweeter. So I would
and
try
there
those.
You have it.
I would try those.
But I would definitely, I feel like it's the season to go to wineries. So I would go to a winery one weekend and do like a little tasting to see what you like.
That is true. You could do that. There are also websites that will send you different types of wines to taste. I don't know what the websites are, but I know that that's a thing. You could look it up on Google. Let's see. Next question. What is your most memorable Christmas gift from when you were a child? Mine was a Baby Alive toy that you would feed the peas on the spoon and they would disappear, or a Sky Dancer fairy toy that you would pull the string and she would spin and fly. Charlene from Long Island. I actually had both of those.
Ooh, the baby pea one's really good.
I loved that one. And I also loved the flying fairy. I actually saw a lot of funny videos of those. Like, because they still sell those. And like,
yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
Sometimes they're like, I saw one video. The little girl like pulled it and it wound up flying into the fireplace. I was like, oh my God, what are the chances?
Oh, I saw that. You're screaming.
I was like, oh my gosh. For me, I feel like my most memorable gifts were, so I collected American Girl dolls. So I loved my American Girl dolls. And like some of my gifts would be like, so if I had like, I had three dolls. I had Molly. I had one that I made myself. It was Lily. And then I had Samantha because Samantha looked like me. And then so a lot of my presents would be like accessories for them and clothes for them. And I think they're like, I remember I got a bunk bed and I was so pumped about that. So all American Girl stuff. That was my favorite. What about you?
Love that. So mine is like a tomboy gift and then a girly gift. So I loved Pogs and Slammers and
I remember those.
And, yes, I'm literally obsessed. Like that was my collection. Like I loved them so much. Santa ended up getting me a Pogs maker and I could literally make anything I wanted to out of Pogs. So I would put like NSYNC and Hanson on the Pogs. I would do like Pokemon. Yes, and I got a bunch of, like, the metallic shiny slammers that I was obsessed with. I think my mom still has my Pogs. I have to check when I go to her house. But, yeah, any Pogs or slammers or the Pogs maker, obsessed. And then my second one was the press-on nails. I got press-on nails, and I literally threw them on right away. And I was like, I was going like this everywhere. Stop. And I was like pointing at things. I was like pointing. I was like, this is the ham, the mashed potatoes. I was like.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I loved my nails. So press-on nails and pogs. Like, ugh, bring me back. I miss being a kid.
I do, too. I remember I would get my American Girl stuff, and then I would get them ready for Christmas Day because we would go to Staten Island, and I would, like, get them all dressed up in their new clothes. Like, they would get, like, new fur jackets and, like, everything. And then I would bring them with me to my cousin's house, and I would, like, strap them in with their seatbelt. Like, I was very into my American Girl dolls. They would, like, come with me everywhere.
Yeah, Sissy loves the American Girl dolls now, but only, like, she just wants them to be cheerleaders so she can stunt them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something. Like, that's okay. Fine.
All right. Yeah. I wish they would come out with, like a cute cheerleader one, because I would get that for her.
Well, don't you, like, get the doll and then you could, like, get the clothes?
Yeah, I just want it to be, like, there already, you know?
Oh, okay. Like, just done. Like a cheerleader. That's it.
Yeah, like, done.
Okay. All right, next. Hey guys, it's Allison. Not really a question, but I was just scrolling on Instagram and saw that Nicole was at the Jonas Brothers concert. And if you guys haven't talked about it on the podcast, please let me know what you thought. Love you guys. Love Allison from Indiana. Oh, we have two Indianas. Well, we just talked about it. She said they were awesome. I was jealous. I was like, oh my God, I would have loved to go.
I know. I told Dina to come, but I feel like it was last minute.
I also had to decorate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're going to come back and we can go again.
Yeah.
Because they're on tour. And I'm still waiting to watch their Christmas movie. I heard it's freaking hysterical.
I know. I want to watch that with the boys.
Yeah. And it's literally them, like, being themselves.
I love that.
Like, how amazing. They have the best gig.
Yeah, they get to be with each other.
They're family. They're with each other. They're doing what they love. They make movies, like, just being themselves. Like, they literally have the best career. Like, I envy them. And they're good people.
Yeah, you could tell. I laugh at all the comments where they're like, Nick's about to break up the band again because, like, if Joe and Kevin are, like, bothering him. I'm like, my gosh. So funny.
Oh my God, I love it. I love seeing him pissed off.
What?
I can't. I like when he's mad.
when Joe was like, bing, bing, bong. Like, his face.
Oh my God, his face.
He was like.
It reminds me of me and Dina, like, being meatballs and Jenny like, ugh.
Okay, next.
Hey, this is Ashley from Jersey. I'm so excited because I'm going to go see your guys' roast in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock, and I cannot wait. Very excited. But I had a question. So I have just gave birth to my daughter now 3 months ago, and my firstborn son, he's 5, just turned 6. He's going through, like, some kind of regression. Did any of your guys' kids do that when you had the next one, and how long did it last? Any advice? I'm trying to push through it, but he seems to, you know, not want to play baseball anymore and not want to go to school. He says he hates it when I know he loves it. So I just need some help, like, navigating any advice or anything you got. I'll take it. All right. Love you guys.
Well, first, Ashley, congrats on the new baby. We're excited that you're coming to the roast. But I feel like it's super normal. Yes. A regression is super normal. I feel like my kids even are like, I don't want to go to school even if they like it, we get, without the regression. So I feel like that's total normal behavior. But yeah, so one thing I did with CJ when Cameron was born, because I didn't want him to feel like neglected or like left aside because we were with the new baby so much, I would do dates with CJ. So like Chris would take the baby or Cammy at the time, or my mom would take Cammy, and me and Chris would take CJ out just by himself. So he like got some either mommy alone time or mommy and daddy alone time. So that's what we did to kind of like, so that wouldn't happen. What about you, Nick?
Oh, yeah. So when I had Giovanna, Lorenzo was, they're only 2 years apart. So two. And then honestly, I think Lorenzo was fine. Because, you know, like Gianni took him and then I took Giovanna and did like girl things. My worst was Giovanna after I had Angelo, because Giovanna is such like a mommy's girl. She wants all the attention. You know, she's the only girl. So what really helped, I think, was like putting her in cheer, because that was like our time. And it's still to this day, because she still gets jealous, you know, when I'm like all about Angelo or Lorenzo, and she doesn't like sharing mommy. And unfortunately, I have to be shared because I have, you know, two other kids. So she definitely likes the attention more. So I think just like, yeah, like Dina said, just like doing things, alone with each kid, just to make them feel special, and, you know, doing things that they love to do and you're proud of them, and just making like quality alone time with each one. I know it's hard, but like, we got to get it done.
Yeah, definitely. Well, all right, meatballs. So I am going to get going. I have to go make a TV show that, you know, that you all guys seem to like.
We're like, oh. And then we're like, oh, we got to work.
I know.
But yeah, so I do. I have to go to work.
All right, meatballs. Well, we're not going to see you next week because it's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. We hope you guys have the best time with family and friends. And enjoy all the wine and the drinks and the food. Have the best time. Try not to fight with your family. Yes.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, meatballs, and eat all the stuff.
Yeah, and don't forget Black Friday, and start shopping for Christmas because it's going to be here before you know it.
Love you, meatballs. We did it, Dee.
Let's get sauce.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.